Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Jerry Stengel. She is the president of Ventureneer, research, training, and marketing company. You got a website, Jerry?
I do, Ventureneer.com. So VentureneeR.com.
All right. And then, of course, American Express, and they're open. I have been a contributor to open.com, that website, for many years. I think some of my stuff may still be up there.
Excellent.
So we're talking about this study. Go ahead and give us the name of it again.
So, again, it's the 2017 State of Women-Owned Businesses, which was commissioned by American Express, and we do it on an annual basis.
So check it out, folks, and you'll see what's new. Let's talk about capital acquisition. That's a big differentiator between men and women, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. Women are seeking less or less likely to seek capital.
Why is that?
I think it's complicated.
Lack of confidence?
Yeah, no, I think it's complicated. So there isn't one definitive answer, but confidence.
It's holding them back.
It
holds. It does. It doesn't hold all women back, because some of them do borrow money. Some of them do look for investors. Some of them do use credit wisely and different things like that. But a small business cannot profit its way into acceptable growth. I mean, you just can't make enough profit to retain those earnings and grow your business as fast as most people want to grow. You've almost it's imperative that you add some kind of leverage to your business model. What do you think?
So I am going to differ a little bit on that. So it depends. So some businesses, that is absolutely true. But one of my favorite businesses, which is a $1 billion business, was started on $300. So that.
I started mine on less than $300.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about starting out. I'm not talking about startup money. I'm talking about once you have a model, once you have a product, I'll bet you that $1 billion company you're talking about somewhere along the way went to the bank and borrowed money.
So they did it honestly. So she's been recognized. Pinnacle has been recognized, by now I'm forgetting the name of it, Women's President's Organization,
right.
Is a top 50 company, and I'm quoting Nina Vaca that it was only $300. So it depends upon the business model, and that she was able to generate enough revenue.
That's a rare
thing.
Well, good for her, but that's a rare thing. But back to how most women, most businesses have to learn how to use a little bit of leverage, and that becomes a problem for some women, doesn't it? Because they oftentimes, the reason they're in business is because they found themselves in a difficult situation. They may not have established their own credit. There may be some bad credit from the marriage. It's a problem for women, isn't it?
It can be, that's why training is so important. So, many training programs, many of the programs through SBA's Women's Business Development Centers,
yep,
would help women with their, if they have bad credit. So they know the different organizations locally that would do that kind of credit counseling.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. Thanks to women, some of the women like Lillian Vernon and Mary Kay and some of those women upon whose shoulders these women stand, they broke the barriers down in banks. A lot of the local,
yeah,
banks, the big banks, wouldn't lend to women just because they were women, right, years ago. Now women have an equal shot at when they walk into a bank. And so we've come a long way there. I've seen that just in the last 20 years, some progress.
Yeah, so it used to be that men needed to co-sign in,
yeah,
some states, when you got a loan. So, yes, we have come a long way, baby. We sure have.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's something that should not be on the minds of women in holding them back. And so what's your advice to women in terms of confidence, Jerry?
So I would look to role models, find mentorship. And again, many of these training programs will connect you to it. I would join networking organizations, and that could be the
Chamber of Commerce.
Chambers are fabulous. So no matter what city you're in, state, there's always Chamber of Commerce. There may be a chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners.
Yep.
There are many organizations that you can belong to, and I would highly recommend doing that.
Seek mentors and be a mentor.
Without a doubt, and also don't do it alone. So, you know, it's partly mentorship, but also your peers.
And I want to say as we wrap up here, ladies, you probably have a lot more reason to be confident than you know. So step up and claim some of that confidence. Jerry, thank you for being here. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you. Great
Jerry
time.
Stengel, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We got more to learn from her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.